Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and we are back for you for a small mini episode before this week's full episode comes out. Just want to take a time out to say thanks so much to Jared and Jamie Greer for an amazing LexCon 2016. Fantastic year. It was LexCon's biggest year yet. We're already looking forward to 2017. Good job, you guys. Just a note, this is an uncensored version of our conversation with Mike and Ming from AMC's Comic Book Men. So if you prefer a censored version of our conversation with these guys, just head on over to iTunes and it'll be available for you there. But just giving you a heads up that this is an uncensored version. James is a huge fan of the show, and as such, so are we. And he was looking so forward to getting to meet Mike and Ming, and was not expecting that we were going to get 15 minutes with them to have a conversation about comics, the comic book shop, comic conventions, and Logan's dating life. So make sure you give this a listen, and we hope that you enjoy our conversation with Mike and Ming from AMC's Comic Book Men. Hey, what's up? This is Josh and James, and we're here for a mini episode of the old Just Us Geeks with two special amazing guests, Mike and Ming from Comic Book Men. What's up, guys?
How's it going? How are we doing today?
Pretty good.
It's the last day of the Lexington Comic Con, so
that's right.
We're jazzed. A little slow start, but we're jazzed.
Yeah, it should pick up in a little bit.
No. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about me.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
Hey, you didn't even drink last night.
I was gonna say,
I don't drink any night.
I see these bottles, but I'm wondering who drank all of it.
You're looking at them.
Yeah. I was about to say,
we've been sharing with fans.
They're sitting by Ming, so
we're very generous here. I share the wealth. And, you know, I'm going to preempt your next question, which is, I love Kentucky. Yeah. I love it. It's great. Yeah, we love it. We're having a great time. This is great.
Yeah, this is a fun con. You guys go to a lot of cons, right?
We do. Ming more than me, but yeah.
Yeah. How does this stack up to some other shows?
This is right at the top.
This is a very professionally run con. And the fans are very respectful. It's amazing. So
right. We've always had great success here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a nice place. The folks who run the show are really good and always get pretty good guests.
Yeah, they didn't forget your hotel room this time, Mike.
That was good. Yeah, I didn't have to sleep in anyone's outhouse. It was nice.
It was
Wait,
awesome.
Wait, so they forgot your room?
No. Happens to Brian Johnson whenever he comes to these things.
Oh, yeah. I remember him telling a story on TSD about somebody, who was it? Somebody got his room and he got
No, he got Adam West's room.
He got Adam West's room, that's
right. And Adam West did not get Brian Johnson's room, trust me.
And Adam West was not happy.
No.
He was not happy.
What do you mean you lost my room?
Did you see
what kind of shit show are you running here?
Did you see the quote that he said the other day about Batman? It was something to the effect of...
Yeah, I didn't have to say I was Batman. Yeah. I just showed up and they knew who I was. It was on the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Adam West, that's just...
But I just want to remind you all... Big Bang Theory had him on. We had him on first.
Yeah, I was going to say, Comic Book Men had him.
May I just say to the Big Bang Theory guys, fuck you.
I'm not a fan of that.
I'm not a fan of them.
I used to be.
Either.
First five seasons, then they got really mean.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's they're really mean now, and they're
there's no need to be mean.
No need
we
to be
love
mean.
Each
yeah.
other. There's no mean.
Yeah, seriously.
Which is sort of like counter to this entire culture of people.
Exactly.
You know? It's like they are making fun of these people.
That's exactly it. And they've each and every one of them have made their careers on being nerds. So they've always got the nerd role.
Right.
So why would you turn on the hand that feeds you?
Yeah.
That's
Makes
kind
no
of a
sense.
Dick move. Yeah. So stop being dicks.
Please.
Seriously. And if it's Lauren, what the fuck's name? What's that dude? Lauren?
Lauren Michaels?
No. The guy that Charlie Sheen told to go fuck himself.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck Lorre.
Chuck Lorre.
And if it's him that's doing it, fuck you, Chuck Lorre. Have one of those little white spaces, and you can curse me out for
you just screwed yourself, Mike. I heard you were next to be a guest star on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go.
You wouldn't go?
I wouldn't go. They're all mean.
Yeah, until they,
all nasty.
Until they show me that check.
Yeah. All right, then you know, all's forgiven, Chuck.
Yeah.
You know, Chuck, I've always liked you.
Money makes the world go round.
We've never disliked you ever, Chuck.
No, that's right. You know what?
We'll destroy the evidence.
Oh, yeah, attaboy.
Even my skeptic has a price.
Yeah, oh my God, it's not that much,
not
folks.
That much.
$20 is $20, is that
exactly,
what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's our motto. Yeah. We have a t-shirt. Right. No, we should, though. We should.
No, that's my idea.
I'll give you 10 of the $20.
Right,
but you have to do half of what we do for it, too.
Screw that noise. I'll just take 10 bucks.
The guy with the longer hair, he'll do whatever. Whatever.
He does it for free.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're the Ming of your...
Yes, he is. He is definitely the Ming.
You're
the Ming.
I wish you could see him. He was just shaking his head.
We actually have a small side podcast that's all about trying to get him a date.
Yeah.
And dating advice for him.
Really?
Yeah. How to date Logan Barnes.
Dude.
Yeah. And
come on, let's take a walk around after this podcast.
Dude, yeah.
Please go with Mike and get a date.
They will definitely get you hooked up.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to cry now, and that's fine. But so you guys go to a lot of shows. What is it about Comic Book Man that every time you go to do an episode makes you want to do more?
You know what? I'll tell you what. It's not about every show, but here's the thing. When I have a fan come up, and it's a gentleman who's like in his 50s or 60s, and he tells me that he watches the show with his son and his grandson, that makes it for me. It's like this is now a generational thing, and it's something that you can pass down to your kids. Now it's like my youngest loves wrestling and Doctor Who, and my oldest loves Minecraft and Pokemon. It's not the same as comic books, but they I know where they get it from.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably what it is.
Ming, what about you?
Yeah, I just like sitting around joking around about Star Wars, Back to the Future, and Batman, and now they put a camera in our face and they put it on TV. That's insane.
So for Ming, it's the path of least resistance. So.
Yeah, I mean, literally. I mean, that's what we do anyways.
Yeah,
so
true.
Now they put it on TV and, like, people watch it. Like, it's great. It's great.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, and, you know, like, yeah, it's, you know, I'm sure you guys have the same conversations we do.
Well, that's, like, ultimately, that's why I started this podcast several years ago. It was, like, the guys that I started it with, we went to Buffalo Wild Wings every week, and we're like, we're not horrible at talking to each other, and it's kind of funny. We should record it and see how terrible it is. It wasn't horrible. I mean, it was enough to do it some more, you know. So
did you stop going to Buffalo Wild Wings? Because, man, they gave me the – oh, yeah, of course you should. Yeah. They made me –
now
gave
we go
me
to
salmonella.
McDonald's.
It was nice.
Yeah, yeah. We don't go back there. No,
it's fun, though, isn't it, podcasting? Like, how
it
much
is.
Fun is this?
I mean, like, it's really awesome to think that – I can just record something, and there's a lot more involved in that, and I know you guys
sure,
know that.
Not,
and a lot of
but
folks
really
know, but
not that,
not
much
a hell
though.
Of a lot,
yeah.
Right? And we can just put it out there, and anyone can listen to it.
Yeah. It's almost like a time capsule. You know what
yes.
I mean? It's
yes.
like you're throwing it out there, and a message in a bottle, and somebody's going to pick it up. And wow, these guys were pretty perceptive. I've thought that way too.
Yeah, we've got people who listen to us from all over, and
yeah,
we have some.
We got a big following in Russia.
Yeah,
that's
like
cool. Yeah,
we have a weird international.
You cornered the Luxembourg market.
Yeah, yeah boy.
Mike and I are trying to still crack that. Like, thanks for putting up that wall.
Yeah, right.
It's like the Cold War again.
We can swap if you
curtain.
Want. We will give you our audience if you give us ours.
Well, can we have your audience?
No, but you know, like it. It's amazing just the people who just come out of the woodwork and like, you know, I've been listening to you guys for about a year. Like.
Yeah, we're
what?
A year.
Yeah, like, you've not said anything to us in a year.
Yeah.
Like, no, I've just been listening to you guys for about a year, and, you know, you're really awesome. Like, that's what podcasting is. You know, it's for people, like, people who come to these cons to just, you know, veg out and nerd out on stuff like this.
Yeah, I just like talking pop culture. It's great. And, I vent.
Yes.
I was gonna say, speaking of pop culture and venting, how many podcasts do you do, Ming?
So
what is it up to now?
We do 3, sometimes 4 a week now at this moment. We do one called I Saw Comics on Kevin Smodcast Network where we talk about comics.
Right.
We have a new one we just launched called the Ming and Mike Show where we talk about anything.
And
we
vent and we rant
that's
and we
your,
rage.
Your
it's awesome,
rant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, get our demons out sometimes. It is like free therapy. It's great.
Okay. I didn't know that Ming and Mike had launched into a, like,
yeah,
actual podcast.
Yeah,
I knew y'all did the morning show.
Yeah, it was an offshoot of that. It was it was like, you know what, we can set up we could go, just kind of go off and do whatever we want. So that was pretty cool.
I have to listen to that one too.
Yeah, it's fun.
Just add
and,
another one.
Yeah, just add it to the list. Yeah.
And there's the Secret Stash podcast, the Comic Book Man official companion podcast.
Yeah, that,
which we try to do after every episode.
Yeah.
I really enjoy listening to that too.
Thank you.
You watch the show and they're like, oh, well, what were they thinking while they were doing all this?
Yeah,
and
so
I like that
little
format.
More in depth. It's fun.
It's a better Talking Dead.
Oh, thank you. Wow, that's
that's a huge compliment.
I hate Hardwick.
Oh, sorry,
Chris. You
want to tell him to go fuck himself?
Yeah, tell him.
Dude, don't
no,
say
I'm
that.
No, I'm not going to. Oh, I love Hardwick.
Okay.
No, no, no. I don't burn that particular bridge. Let me tell you something.
You're not burning
that bridge. I am not that dumb.
One, he is.
Chuck Lorre? He just seems like.
You know what? Because if you did, you might get singled out.
Exactly.
Oh, good one. Good one.
Oh,
that's good. That was good.
Where's Jenny McCarthy when I need her?
High five, Mike. Yeah, wow. Good bring, baby. Yeah.
Woo!
So
I was looking back there at you, young lady. Yeah.
Sir, that's my wife.
I was going to say.
Gave her a
good
wink. Job, my friend. Good job.
I was going to say, that's Ian. He's sometimes attractive to... Anyway.
Yeah,
but, so what is the weirdest thing that you guys have seen in the comic book business? I'm sure you've seen some weird stuff come through your doors.
Wow.
And not Stan the Man either. He's just, he doesn't care.
Oh, he's just
he's
cool.
Awesome.
No, yeah, he's just cool. There's nothing weird about him.
Weird. I've seen superhero themed dildos. That's,
yes. We got a shipment, like randomly.
There's the
anonymous shipment.
The Incredible Bulk, which is like, I think it's
genius.
It's like a foot and a half long and like a foot and a half thick. So
wow.
There was the Web Spinner. So you can attach something to it, and it'll squirt some stuff out. So that's awesome. The
going
iron
for real is in there.
Yeah, the Iron Dude.
The Iron Dude.
Yeah.
And, the Caped Cock.
The Caped Cock.
Yeah.
Wait, why?
And they weren't even going for it. It's like, let's just put let's caped just, in front of cock. Yeah. That'll work.
Wait, why did they not make the Iron Fist?
That's not obvious, as popular. Right? Not as popular.
No. I don't think like everyone can enjoy that one. I think that's a very niche product.
Yeah, of course. Because you, I don't think it's like, oh my God, I was just looking for the Iron Fist.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know if this is weird. It's kind of weird. Stan Lee had his own cologne out for a little while. It was called the Stan Lee Cologne.
Yeah.
I got some. I was like,
I still
do
have
you smell
mine.
Like Stan Lee?
What does it smell like? It
smells like awesome.
I bet it does.
Yeah, with a little hint of a 70s comic book pulp.
Yeah.
That comic book smell.
You know, Goldschlager's got the little gold flakes in there. There's
a copy of
Amazing Spider-Man 121 in there.
Nice.
Yeah, it worked, though. I think my man here, Logan, you want a date? Get some Stan Lee cologne.
We'll get you some Stan Lee cologne.
Yeah. We actually took an online course that he did, that he, like, adjunct professored the history of superheroes. He's just one of the coolest dudes ever.
Yeah.
You tell me you didn't fail.
Oh God, no!
Okay.
No, and
I was gonna laugh at
no.
Him.
You
he
could
did.
If you paid to like get certified in the course.
If you paid, you passed.
You got like
oh okay,
you got
one of
like
those.
Super official, super exclusive.
So
art
the check cleared. That's all that matters.
Yeah, yeah.
All
right. Yeah there
it's
you
like
go.
The one where you come if you write your name correctly, you're getting A+.
Even if you didn't write your name correctly, it's like your K's backward. But fuck
it. Excelsior. There you go. Just give that man the certificate. What are you guys working on and looking forward to doing next?
Sleep.
Yeah, more
sleep.
Podcasting.
More sleep podcasting.
You should do a sleep podcast.
That'd be awesome.
We're actually
kicking around an idea about doing commentary for old 80s movies.
Yes.
So
that would be awesome.
That's brilliant. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah, so we're going to actually do that.
The goal would be to make it interesting enough where you don't even have to be watching the movie along with it. So
yeah.
That's the goal, but we'll see what happens.
That would be really cool.
We'll give you a start point, just like they did in, I think it was, not Riff Tracks, but The Film Crew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where you do the audio commentary,
yes.
And we'll watch along with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's like 2 hours out of your life, but what the hell? What else you got to do?
I mean, if...
Chuck Lorre.
Yeah, Chuck. Hope you listen to this, Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck. You and Charlie, I hope you guys are kissing and making up.
Well, I mean, we're going to be picking movies that you've seen a million times.
Of course.
Right, so you
won't even
need to be watching.
Because you don't have to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably won't even watch, just listen to it.
Oh, yeah, we've even got a name for it. Shall we give it to them?
What's your name for it?
It's the Jack Acid, what is it, the Jack Acid Flashback?
Something like
yes,
that.
Yes, Jack Acid Flashback.
That's a
good name.
That's a great name.
Thank you. Yeah,
that's
like
a great name.
We will steal that now.
Yeah.
No, you can't. We've already.
You've already got it?
Patent pending.
We'll be
patent
the
patent
pending.
It's fine. And now it's gone. It's one of those things.
You can do a. You can do an entire 2-hour podcast. Logan Gets Laid.
Yes.
Logan Gets Laid.
No, you can't anymore.
Now we can't.
No, you can't anymore. Patent pending. It's mine. Well, sorry, then, Logan. You're ours now.
Yes. Goodbye, Logan.
You're going to Jersey.
Yeah. I think Logan's probably happy about that.
Yeah, we'll trade you for a Walt Flanagan. How about
that? Hey, I'll take a Walt Flanagan.
No, we'll give him a Brian Johnson.
We'll give you a Brian Johnson. Oh,
yeah. You got to keep both of them for long term, though.
And a player to be named later.
Okay. Oh, not get him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, crap. Shoot.
Do you have any bottle dumps down here?
Yeah, no. Well, we're from
Kentucky,
Mississippi.
Dude, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, Mississippi, you've got plenty of bottle dumps
down
there.
We've got junkyards.
A couple of toxic waste dumps.
He'd be in heaven.
No, we just have Mississippi. It's the same thing.
All right, good deal.
That's true.
Dudes. You're awesome. We love the show. We love you guys. Keep at it, man.
Thanks so much.
It's incredibly cool of you to do this.
Did you get renewed for
another? Yeah, on six. No, yeah. We usually don't find out till about April.
Yep. April.
So, yeah, they make us, you know, clench our butt cheeks for a full month.
Like right up until.
Yeah, exactly. And we're sitting there.
Because y'all record, or y'all filming the summer, right?
Yep,
we do.
Hopefully. God willing.
Yeah.
Keep those fingers crossed.
Keep watching, and it'll you guys, that'll definitely help out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we come to these things.
Me and the wife watch every week.
I hear from so many people, it's like, I love you on Netflix. I'm like, well,
only one season's on Netflix.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling people,
why do they keep taking it away? Like,
I don't know.
Each time they put a new season up, they take an older season down.
Yeah.
Johnny Netflix taketh, and he giveth, and he taketh away.
Like, you can't buy it digitally. You can't buy DVDs.
You can't.
I would buy any of it.
Mike, tell AMC. They need to know.
They need more bandwidth for a Big Bang Theory, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we all know how I feel about that.
Again, they screwed
fucking
you
Chuck
again.
Lore.
Again, they screwed you over.
Leonard. If you get a check from Chuck Lore in the mail, please put it on Twitter.
I will.
Or frame it and put it up in the shop.
$26. It's like,
here's 50 cents.
Here you go. For services rendered, douche. I'm like, all right, great.
You could be like Donald Trump and just like keep sending the same guy pictures of your fingers over and over again.
Yeah, I do it. I'm Chuck Lore. Why not?
That's
the finger you use.
Yeah, we know which one you did.
Thanks, Chuck Lore.
With his name on it. Guys, you're awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you guys.
Keep looking out for it. Yeah, man.
Thanks, guys.
We hope you enjoyed our interview with Mike and Ming from AMC's Comic Book Men. Do us a favor, head over to iTunes and leave us a review. It helps people find our show. If you could also head over to Facebook, facebook.com/JustUsGeeks. Give us a like over there and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JustUsGeeks. That would be amazing as well. Do you want to keep up with Mike and Ming and the rest of the staff of the stash from AMC's Comic Book Men? Super easy to do. Head on over to Twitter and follow Comic Book Men AMC. Easy to do. You can find them over there. And if you would like to find out more about Mike and Ming, all you have to do is follow them on Twitter as well, at Michael Zapkic, MichaelZapcic on Twitter. And you can follow Ming at MingChen37, at MingChen37. I know those guys would love to hear from you. Make sure you keep checking out JustUsGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, video games, news, reviews, and more. You can find it all every single day over at JustUsGeeks.com.